TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
The White House says automakers will get a one-month exemption from tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said President Trump spoke to the big three automakers today.
So the three companies that he spoke to are Stellantis, Ford, and General Motors. They requested the call, they made the ask, and the president is happy to do it.
She said the president granted the exemption, so they are not at an economic disadvantage. Leavitt added reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect on April 2nd. Pope Francis is resuming some of his work. On Wednesday, the Vatican said the Pope remained in stable condition and was able to do some light work in an armchair. The pontiff also celebrated Ash Wednesday by blessing the sacred ashes and calling a Gaza parish. The Supreme Court is rejecting the Trump administration's request to keep foreign aid frozen. Matt Mattinson reports.
The justices voted 5-4 with Chief Justice John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett joining the court's three liberal justices. The ruling did not give a deadline for when the funds must be released. That'll give the administration a chance to fight it in lower courts. In the ruling, the majority said since the court order deadline to spend the funds had passed last week, the lower courts should clarify what obligations the government must fulfill to ensure compliance with the temporary restraining order.
Severe weather has caused a massive pileup crash in Iowa. State police say at least 24 vehicles, including semi-trucks and pickups, were involved in the collision on I-35, one of Iowa's major highways. President Trump's pick to lead the Environmental Protection Agency says the U.S. should adapt to climate change. Aaron Szabo made the comments during his confirmation hearing Wednesday, saying the country should adapt to the changes rather than mitigate the problem. When questioned whether the U.S. needs to reduce carbon emissions to protect the environment, Szabo once again said the country needs to be adapting to all changes. I'm Brian Shook.
1-800
New Jersey 101.5. Now, here comes New Jersey fast traffic.
Eastbound I-80 remains closed at exit 34 in Wharton because of a sinkhole. And in the eastbound express lanes of 80 at exit 64 in Hackensack, somebody broke down in the left lane. Southbound Turnpike car lanes, exit 8. We have an accident. The right lane's closed. And in Middlesex County in New Brunswick, Jersey Avenue remains flooded out between Van Dyke Avenue and Hay Street. 35 North and Old Bridge closed with a crash at Industrial Drive. We continue to have issues in Monmouth County, too, with an accident closure on 79 North between Route 9 and Park Avenue. There's a pole down there, too. And Route 9 in Howell has a right lane closure with flooding northbound Sunnyside Road to West Farm Road. Somerset County, northbound Easton Avenue, shut with a crash between JFK Boulevard and Foxwood Drive. It's an overturned tractor trailer. River Road in Hillsboro is still closed with flooding. Washington Street and Rahway is shut with down power lines between Lawrence Street and Brady Court. And East Linden Avenue was closed in Linden near South Wood. That's because of a pull down on the roadway. Delcy Drive is open in Cape May with the flooding subsided at Bayshore Road, but in Wildwood Park Boulevard is still closed with a pull down at Rio Grande Avenue and 49 in Morris River. We have that closed between Port Elizabeth Cumberland Road and Union Road with down power lines. Whitehorse Pike is open now in Magnolia, Camden County. The accident cleared by North Warwick Road. Across the Hudson, the lower deck is closed at the George. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next port, 1118, New Jersey, 101.5.
Your place for Jersey news and Jersey views. It's all happening on New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
I'm Kareem Abdul.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Still a couple of leftover showers as we head through the overnight hours. So we'll have mostly cloudy skies, less wind as well. Low temperatures in the mid-40s. A breezy day on Thursday with intervals of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures will be in the lower 50s. Blustery Thursday night, sharply colder with some clouds. Low temperature around 30. And a windy day on Friday with sunshine and some clouds, up to 48 on Friday. Wind chill temperatures mostly in the 30s on Friday. Now meteorologist Brian Thompson.
55 degrees in New Jersey.